Last night we did a little live reaction video as we were asked to do so. So we did that on social media. And one other reason you asked me before the break why I feel like the Knicks could come back and win this series, why I realistically, not just hope, I feel like it's not over yet.
Yep.
Another reason is, did you notice in one of those videos, you did yours, I did mine, and Loogie did a video recap.
Yeah, I saw him.
It was a little wavering in Positive Tommy, if you noticed that.
He was just stuffing his face with cotton candy and whatever the hell else he was throwing in there.
Stress eating. But Positive Tommy was not as confident as I would expect. He predicted Knicks in six against the Celtics. It went that way. And even when they were, you know, started to maybe look like it wasn't going to be the case, he stuck by it. He predicted Knicks in seven here. After they lost the first game, he said, quote, no biggie, they'll be fine. 0-2, still confident, Knicks in seven. Down 3-1, I'm not getting the sense that Positive Tommy is confident, which gives me confidence that they're going to stick it to him because he showed a little bit of doubt. He shouldn't have done that.
Oh.
A little doubt has crept in from Positive Tommy.
Well, I'm sure he'll rectify that as soon as the show starts at 2. Start airing it out.
What's he stress eating today? Between him and Mirage, I don't know if there's enough food for the two of them stress eating.
I'll tell you, you're going to have to start stress eating if your boy doesn't wake up as Juan Soto comes up to the plate hitting a robust 228.
Speaking of stress eating, yeah. I want to see Soto go deep right now. I was going to pray to the sports gods to let him go.
Look at this. Five.
And when I mean go deep, I mean hit one out of the infield.
Little six hop to short. And over to first as Soto sinks to 226.
He moved the runner over. Good job, Juan.
Yeah, good job, Bob.
He got Nimmo in scoring position. We'll take it.
Good job, Ray Ordonez.
We'll take it. Move the runner over. Get Big Pete up there. Just keep the line moving.
Doing his job up there.
Keep the line moving, Juan. Beat the Excel.
What do you think? Real fast.
Yeah.
I'm going to jot this down. I'm going to keep this in my notebook. If I said to you, listen, of course he's going to wake up at some point. To an extent, we don't know, but I'm going to hold you to what do you think his final batting average is?
We should look over, by the way, our over-unders tomorrow. Maybe revisit them. We haven't done that in
months. Good call. Yeah. Let's do it. That we had before the start of the season. Yeah. What do you think Juan's batting average will be at the end of the season, and what do you think his OPS will be at the end of the season? Right now, he's at 226.
226 batting average.
And the OPS, I believe, is about 760. Did that math real quick.
I'm going to say
the numbers weren't too high, so it wasn't that hard.
I'm going to say...
Yeah, batting average.
I'm going to say he's going to hit...
Be realistic, buddy.
I am.
Okay.
And I think this is still low, but at this point, you'd certainly take it. Well, his career is what, 275? You have his
275
career?
Or 276.
Yeah, something like that. I'm going to say 265.
Okay.
I had 260 written down, but I just gave it an additional 5.
It gets hot the final week when the Mets clinch, when they have it wrapped up already.
265 would not be good, but I think that that's fair. Is that not realistic?
I think it's realistic, and I think it's fair, but I also think it's representative of how bad he's been to start this. I mean, 265.
Well, right. but he is a career, you know, 280-ish, whatever, 275 hitter. Okay,
and what's the OPS?
See, this is the problem. He's at, you said, what'd you say now, 760?
Seven change, 750, 760-ish.
756 right now, Hoff says.
You're going south of nine, you're going high eights. I'd go about 880, 875, 880, something like that maybe.
I mean, that's pretty high, though. You're saying 880?
Yeah.
The over-under, I believe, for the year was like 960 or something
like
that.
Oh, yeah, he's an OPS beast. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to probably say...
low nines? You think he gets up there?
I don't know if he could get to nine. That would be me wishful thinking at this point. I can't realistically say to you that in my heart and my gut, I feel like that's going to happen. I think it's possible.
Yep.
I wouldn't be stunned if it did. I would not bet. Like, if I had to bet money on it, I'd say... Over 850, something like that, between 850 and 9.
So, can I just tell you,
in
his career, his lowest OPS was 853. It happened one time.
Was that when he hit 246 that year?
That was...
First year with the Padres?
Yeah, 242 between the Padres and the Nationals.
Okay.
He, every other year, has been over 900.
But I would imagine other year has been better starts. And listen, there's... He's got a lot of at-bats coming. I know it's almost June.
No, but he just doesn't.
April. He doesn't look the same. But it's so early. I mean, I
you'd go over that, Hoff? 900?
Yeah. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I'd go under it. Slight. Yeah, I'd go under
it. I would, too. Matter of fact, I'm thinking, like, for him, yes, it's bad. But for him, at this point, it's not April anymore.
No, I know.
Like when we did this with Judge last year, it was, all right, well, it's April. And even then we were saying, like, man, Judge, I don't know how he's going to dig out of this hole. He might be a 270 hitter, 260 hitter. And he went on an incredible tear, maybe even the best tear of his career, which is remarkable to think about. It's now Memorial Day. Like, June is around the corner. We're approaching June, and his OPS is 750. You think he's going to raise that 150 points over the next 3 months? I mean, maybe. I mean, if anybody could, he could. But based on what we've seen.
Listen, 750-ish OPS for him is really low. But to me, that just looking at the average, 226.
All right, well, what do you think he ends up with the batting average?
You said 265?
Yeah, and again, he's a career, what, 270? Well, Hoff, what's his career batting average?
Well, that's
average?
One of the things.
282.
That, 280.
There you go. Okay, I thought it was 270. See, but that's one of the things why, like, I always push back. What I kept hearing, and I understand the on-base stuff, the generational stuff. I'm like, guys, he's had a couple of years where, you know, 276, 242, 246. So he's not a 315 guy. He's just not that guy.
What did he hit last year with the Yankees?
289. I'm going to say that his batting average is going to be about 260.
Yeah.
261.
Which is a problem. So if we're talking about, let's say he even gets the OPS up to 880. It's still, if he hit 270.
Yeah.
270, 880 OPS. It's not good enough.
And how many home runs? I mean, even the home runs are lagging, too.
He's got eight? How many home runs
I'll
he
tell you what he's on pace for here.
Yeah, he's got eight.
Eight and a half. Don't forget about
that.
Yeah,
eight and a half. That's right.
Don't forget about that.
He almost had one in Fenway, if you want to add those two halves together.
Yeah.
Here's the positives. I'm going to give you some positives here, okay? In his worst month in his career is always April. His OPS is 848. Everything else is after that is up in the nines. His best is July, where he bats over 1,000 OPS.
So he's just getting warm is what you're saying.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it just needs to warm up a little bit. Stop raining.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, listen, I'm looking at these. What does it really mean? Nothing. Just, but it's a roadmap, possibly. He's projected to hit 24 home runs with 74 RBIs. And I think the thing that just jumps out, same amount of walks to strikeouts. Like right now, he's on pace to go 121 walks and 121 strikeouts.
There was one number, you're probably more into this than I am. We were doing it yesterday on Baseball Night in New York. His expected slugging.
Expected slugging or expected average?
No, expected slugging versus his actual slugging, I think is the biggest difference in baseball.
Yeah, he has hit into some bad luck less recently. But there was a point, and I remember referencing this, barrel rate and all these things.
Yeah.
Like, he was squaring up some balls with no luck. So, I mean, is he really hitting 228? I mean, well, he is, but should he be? Probably not. But I also, it just doesn't look right. There's been...
I'm going with the eye test. Man. I'm going with the eye test. The player that I saw torment the Mets for years as a member of the Nationals, the player that I watched on a nightly basis last year dominate baseball along with Aaron Judge as a member of the Yankees, he's not the same guy.
No, he's definitely not.
So the question becomes, he will be the same guy eventually, but will that be in a month, 2 months, next year? That's the answer that we don't know.
I know.
I think everybody would say that he's going to eventually get back to who he is. He's too good. He's too young.
Yeah.
This is not a fall off the cliff situation. It's not a handle the pressure. He's just finding his way in a new environment, and that could take some time. How much time? That is unknown.
There's a lot of unknowns to that point, you know, and we're just kind of piecing this together, obviously. We could be way off, or we could hit this on the head. Who knows? But I'll tell you one thing that's definitely changed for me, and I think it's changing for a lot of people. Like, you heard, certainly the first couple of weeks, even going into early May, all right, he's going to start lighting things up, going to start going bonkers. I think it's pretty clear now. Like, I could say with good confidence, his first season is not going to be nearly what it should have been. He's going to have a month where he goes bonkers, and he's not going to hit 228 on the year, but there's been too many empty at-bats already. And you know, even though he's a really good hitter, that there's going to be another funk at some point. I mean, just because the nature of hitting, it's cyclical. So when that happens, it's going to offset some of the good that he's eventually going to do, and it's just going to be a season where we're going to look at these stats and be like, wow, this is what he did.
Or he can have pedestrian, if not poor stats.
Yeah, and I know where you're going. October. He could. No, I get it. I understand.
October.
I don't know. Just make sure those Braves don't get too hot.
No, I mean, that's the... Phillies, but the Mets is a team. They've been playing well. Focus on the Yankees. Mets keep winning these games.
But they're not hitting the way they should.
But they're still winning.
True. No, you win the game, but listen, the Yankees almost... I mean, again, they lost the game to the Colorado Rockies. Just win the series. Collect some wins and move on. I get it. I think that the Mets are going to win 93, 95, 94. Mets will be fine.
Get in. I mean, Soto's doing what Pete did last year, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been 2 months, but remember, Pete had a minimal impact on the entire regular season.
Yeah.
Then in the postseason, had his presence felt.
Mm-hmm.
And Soto he's a more proven player in the postseason than anybody in New York that I could think of right now.
Yeah.
I'm not being facetious. No,
no, no. Glaber was good, but he's gone, and Judge has had a rough time. Stanton.
Lindor.
But not from an average perspective, okay, more from a power perspective.
And also didn't win the World Series, Stanton.
Yeah, I get it.
Soto has won one. Lindor's had some good postseason moments, not just with the Mets, but with the Guardians.
Killed the Yankees. Hit a big home run against the Yankees
Andrew
back in the
Miller,
day.
Remember that one, if I'm not mistaken, right? It was Andrew Miller.